Hey, this is Tim May. I guarantee you what we talk about this afternoon, you'll be talking about tomorrow morning. It's Maryland Live from 3 to 6 on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
822 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. On the telephone with us this morning is Delegate Kathy Avzali, heading down to Annapolis this morning. Delegate Avzali, thank you for being part of the program. Do appreciate it. Want to get to some of the things that are already going on in Annapolis, but I got to get your take on what's happening down at Montgomery County. Of course, obviously a tragic event with the rape of a young girl and by allegedly some people, two men who were in ninth grade, who were 17 and 18 in Montgomery County Public Schools, and more than likely here illegally. One actually had an ICE detainee deportation order on him, but he was in a quote-unquote sanctuary city. When something like this happens, and of course it happened last week, I wasn't here. Does something like this get special attention down in Annapolis? Is there somebody going to try to put a bill to kind of maybe circumvent what Montgomery County is trying to do? And of course, Maryland talking about being a sanctuary state.
Well, we're not talking about being a sanctuary state. And by the way, good morning, Bob, and good morning, everyone. We passed a bill Monday night on crossover night, debated probably for at least an hour, maybe even two, about making Maryland a sanctuary state. And unfortunately for the people of Maryland, Rockville and the Democrats in Montgomery County, instead of backing and supporting the victims of these terrible crimes from people who shouldn't be here in the first place, they doubled down and all voted to make the entire state a sanctuary state. And what ended up happening is the Republicans, of course, fought the fight. I got up as one of them to protest. And basically say that well, you might appreciate this, Bob, that while I don't always agree with our local sheriff, I shared that the one thing that I believe he does very well is his 287G program. And the bill specifically states, I'm talking about the sanctuary state bill, the bill specifically states that if somebody has a criminal conviction, a criminal conviction, that they are not to be turned over to the feds. A criminal conviction. So what the argument was on the Democrat side, which, by the way, our minority leader, to his credit, he got so mad and he called out one of the delegates. Basically, their argument was that we were against immigrants. And the point is of this bill that they are protecting criminal aliens with this bill. This bill does nothing to protect innocent people. This bill is protecting criminal aliens who should be being deported by ICE or being taken into federal custody. And this is the tragedy with what happened down in Montgomery County. And, you know, this poor girl whose life is going to be changed forever because of this terrible incident, instead of, you know, going to the victim and their families and saying, we will do everything we can to protect you from this kind of terrible crime with people who don't belong here. And part of my argument was, look, and the delegate who sponsored the bill, Delegate Morales, she held up pictures of criminals, all, you know, white guys, and how terrible they were, and their name was Smith and Vanderberg and all of this stuff. And what I said in counter to that is, yes, we have terrible, horrible criminals in the United States that are American citizens. But we own them. They're ours. We do not have to share our country with the criminals from other countries. And they need to be deported, and they need to be addressed by the feds. Now, the other issue the bill doesn't address is whether or not we're going to lose federal funding, because Trump has made it very clear that federal funding is going to be in jeopardy if you take on these kind of bills that specifically go against federal law. I mean, the federal law has supremacy. I mean, it's in the Constitution. So, I mean, honestly, I came home last night, Bob. I needed a mental health break. I went to Maine Cup last night, saw friends, tried to shake it off because it was a really rough night, Monday night.
Well, I can imagine. It just upsets me, some of this stuff that's happening down in Annapolis. We'll kind of get into more of it. Can you hang on during the news?
Love to.
All right. We'll talk more with Delegate Kathy Avzali. If you've got a question for her, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic.
Talk 930 WFMD.
And we're continuing our conversation with Delegate Kathy Avzali on WFMD. If you've got a question, 301-694-WFMD. Delegate Avzali, it was interesting. I had a call from Mike who wanted to ask this question but couldn't hang on. And that is, with the vote that happened in Annapolis about becoming a sanctuary state, what does that do for somebody like Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, who his constituents here in Frederick County like the fact that he's working with the 287G program, that you said he's doing a good job with the 287G program? Will that hinder his ability to continue to operate a 287G program?
Well, those are the details, and again, the devil is in the details, that we don't know at this point. The suspicion is that he'll be breaking state law if he participates, but this is a federal program that he's participating in. So it's really hard to determine where he's going to stand with the 287G program. Now, also, there have been people who have reported from Montgomery County where they have basically become a sanctuary county, that there's actually been more ICE agents in the county since they passed the sanctuary cities law. So it's hard to determine what's going to happen once it goes down, and also whether the bill is going to be amended. Now, the good news is that the rumor on the street is that the president of the Senate doesn't like the bill. And also, remember this, everything that's coming down right now out of Annapolis is a retribution for Donald Trump's election. So they are so mad about Trump. Every bill, I mean, even our education bills are anti-Trump pieces of legislation. So this is also a way for them to strike at Larry Hogan, because if the state loses federal funding, that's going to hurt us. That's going to hurt us financially. And then that makes Larry Hogan look bad, because then our budget is stressed, or we have to take on more bonds or more debt. So it's just a no-win situation right now. And it's just very frustrating. But again, I don't know where that will leave the 287G program here in Frederick County. Those are the details that we're going to have to figure out.
What are some of the issues that the delegation is dealing with and trying to get past as a complete delegation, as opposed to things that just particular delegates and senators are trying to get past without the delegation?
Well, the good news is that those particular delegates and senators that tried to go around the delegation, who, by the way, represents most of the county population, all of those bills died, thank goodness. And it made us look bad. And I was sorry that there were members of the school board that partnered with the local delegates to try to pass bills that were not supported by the delegation, because that just made them look bad. And I don't know if it's retribution or not, but the LINX program for Frederick High School was not funded. So there's a few reasons for that. But really, if you want to get something done in Frederick County, get the delegation behind you. It's not that hard. I mean, I make my I'm the chair. I mean, I make my phone number public. Everybody who's an elected official in Frederick County has my cell phone. There is no reason not to call me and say, hey, this is a need that we have. We are Republicans. We understand about working across party lines. We can't get anything done in Annapolis if we don't learn to collaborate with Democrats. In the same way, in Frederick County, Democrats have to learn to collaborate with us. And unfortunately, they think they can go around us, and I think they got punished. They've lost their link funding, and I do feel bad about that because I know Frederick High School really wanted that money. But the delegation wasn't even aware of any of this until after the fact, and that's not good. I mean, we need to know going in what you're advocating for so that we can support you and defend you.
One of the bills that I know from one of our listeners is a big supporter of it, Cindy Rose, and it kind of calls it Ben's Rule about people with severely handicapped children and parents getting them to opt out. I mean, I'm just kind of putting that in a nutshell. Didn't really make it even out of I don't know if it made it even out of committee, right?
Well, so here's the other thing. The best way to get a bill out of Ways and Means is to let a Ways and Means committee member sponsor it. That's the challenge in Annapolis. Ways and Means is the speaker's committee. It's very hard to get a bill out of Ways and Means, even senior members. Unfortunately, that bill goes against federal law, and so the committee is not going to pass that bill. So, yeah, it's really a tough situation because she's in a tricky situation with her son, and I think there's a lot of compassion. But that's kind of one of those bills that you really have to work directly with the committee.
So what would you say to her? I mean, you know, who does she talk to about if she wants to get that bill or get it tweaked or try to get it done again? Anybody?
Well, there's 12 members of the committee, and I'm the ranking member there. It'd be nice if she called me and talked to me first. It's very hard to get a bill out, especially if it goes against federal law.
What other? I mean, I saw that Delegate Folden's bill about the whole passing left lane. I'm not a big fan of that bill. I mean, those laws are already in there. Everybody who's taken driving education classes knows that the left lane's for passing. I don't know why we needed a bill for that. I mean,
well,
I know him being a police officer.
That.
What's that?
People don't know that, and it's really not codified in law. So what's happened is, and actually that was hilarious, and it was a much needed comedy relief on Monday night during crossover after we had just taken on the sanctuary state bill. Bill Folden's bill came up, and it was hilarious. I mean, it was a complete – there were two times this session where Republicans and Democrats did not choose party. They just were either for or against the bill, and he now has a nickname in Annapolis. We call him Left Lane Folden. And so basically what the bill does is what other states have done is that requiring the SHA to put up signs that says the left lane is for passing only, and that if you're not passing, you need to move over if it's a three-lane road. You need to move over and let people pass you. And if anyone, especially Delegate Folden, because I think he's got a lead foot, he drives like a cop. What can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, if you've ever been on the freeway and you're trying to pass on the left and there's a car doing 55 and, it's just a log jam, it's very dangerous. So I ended up voting for the bill. I had a few questions for Delegate Folden, which he was happy to answer, and I supported the bill, but it was hilarious. I mean, it split not by party. I mean, there were people all over the map. So it did pass. Another vote that we split not according to party at all was a bill that is going to require and change the law in Maryland that no one under any circumstances can get married in the state of Maryland that's under 18. And I ended up voting against the bill because I partnered with a good Democrat friend of mine from Baltimore City who offered an amendment, that there are sometimes exceptions to that rule. And, one of my feelings against the bill was that there are times that a young couple has a child, and if one or both of them are in the military, they can't bring their spouse or bring their significant other and their child to a military base unless they're married. And, nobody wants kids that age getting married, but there are exceptions, and I don't think we can just say flat out, no way, nobody gets married So anyway, that was a hilarious vote because that did not split on lines at all. It was all over the map. And people got in trouble on the Democrat side with their leadership for not voting for the bill. And, you know, the good thing about being a Republican down there is that we do whatever we want to do. We don't have retribution when we don't vote party. But on their side, they can get in a lot of trouble if they vote against leadership on a bill. And that's reflective in many of the votes that local Democrats take. It's pretty much party line.
Let me ask you one quick question, and I got to go because we're way over time, and that is the bill numbers that we can look at who voted for the sanctuary state. What is, you know, the bill number off hand?
Oh, my goodness. I really don't. I'm driving. You know what, Bob? Let me get that to you today, and maybe you can announce it tomorrow, but it went again. It went total party line. I mean, there was no Republican that voted for it. And a few Democrats voted with us because they disagree with sanctuary state. But really, all the Frederick County Democrats voted to make the state sanctuary state.
No, that's what I basically needed to hear.
Yeah.
Delegate Avzali, thank you very much. Keep us up to date. There's only a few more weeks left in the session, and we'll maybe talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
There you go. Jerry, the head of the delegation down in Annapolis, Delegate Kathy Avzali at WFMD.